God's Robin Gunn's cue to come in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's right, 32-year magazine here in the Oklahoma Metro and 65 miles out the Metro. You can pick up a copy. That's 650 locations we deliver to monthly because this magazine is picked up 98% of the time. So we're basically restocking. So we have built a relationship and a reputation here in the community by being here for so long. I literally started this for reasons in my own family. So I am not beholden to anyone except the fact I am beholden to the 50 plus and those that serve them. And we bring all kinds, about 6,000 resources between the pages of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So if you'll go to OK Senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, Journal, J-O-U-R-N-A-L.com. So OK Senior Journal.com, all like it's one word. You can find out where you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. And pluses, I got a pluses for you. We also are online. So when you're on the Oklahoma Senior Journal's brand new website, we just got it last weekend, you can also see pricing if you are interested in being involved that way. Read our articles. It's just, it's a basket of information. And now you can buy your marketing that you want, either on the radio or through print. You can buy it straight off of our website. So that's a new thing we're doing and excited about. So I have some unique people here. Would y'all say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know. What do you mean by unique?
Unique.
Yeah.
Well, it's really your service that's unique because it is called, somebody yell it out,
Homes for Heroes.
Homes for Heroes. So we're going to learn about this today. So please keep your ears in tune. If this does not pertain to you, it will pertain to someone you know. And the first person I'm going to introduce to you is Steve Burris. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Robin. Didn't know you had 650 drop-off locations. Didn't know that. I knew you were a big deal, but man, 650 locations?
Yes, I am kind of a big deal.
I believe so.
I also write for the Oklahoman now.
Oh, my God. No, I did not know that.
For about a year and a half now.
Okay.
Woohoo. I'm getting ready in June to be 7 years on the air and then 32 years in print. Thanks.
Congratulations.
I didn't even pay him to lead me into that.
That was a Yes, you did. I got free coffee.
I love it. Well,
I did get a free cup of coffee.
Okay, and that was worth it. Steve is an Oklahoma native and a real estate visionary. Flipped his first house at 30 years old. That's incredible. Sparking a lucrative career. In 2010, he founded, that's right, this is the founder of Kevo Properties, Oklahoma's largest private brokerage with a goal to help new agents reach 100,000 quickly, and that's dollars, as we called it in high school, DUFO. I have no idea why.
I've never heard.
Do you have any DUFO on you?
No. In high school, no so.
No so?
No so DUFO.
Okay, but now you're making up for it, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. Try to help others.
That's good. I love that. Always give back. You giving always gives back. Steve's latest venture is called O Brokers, and I'm going to ask him a little bit about what O Brokers is. It kind of gives me a little bit what it is, but I want to hear it from Steve.
It's a little different concept that really is kind of first of its kind. So I realized first for the last 14 years, training agents, how to make them successful was kind of my main focus. And then I realized, hey, these people want to go on to start their own brokerages. They want to start their own teams and they don't know how to do it because being a really successful agent is, you know, one aspect of the business, but to run a business, it's completely different. So we kind of moved in that direction to help them out even further to start their own companies.
So this was reducing costs so they could focus on the real estate passion.
Right. That's okay. Right.
And then I want to also mention you're an author. What have you written and how can someone get their hands on
one of these? You can go to Amazon called Real Estate Mentoring. By me, C. Burris. I bought more copies than anybody else so far. I've had people
agree.
The responses are always different.
Yes.
That shocked me because things that I didn't think would be that interesting, sometimes they come back up and that was the most interesting.
That has happened to me too, especially because I had mentioned before the mics were on that I write for the Oklahoman now. And the vision point of the Oklahoman thing that I think is the hottest thing I'm writing about, I'll get emails about something that I thought was no big deal. I mean, it was important, but not like these people reacted to. So say your book again. You can get this on Amazon.com.
Real Estate Mentoring by Steve Burris.
Real Estate Mentoring. Will you spell your last name?
B-U-R-R-I-S.
Beautiful.
Thank you. All Steven, right. I'm a V-E-N, not a P-H.
Okay. What's a V-E-N?
I think I can be a doctor since I've written a book.
I think you can.
I think that's
a criterion.
I think.
Criteria. Also sitting right next to Steve is Chuck. Help me with your last name.
Gooch. G-O-O-C-H. Yep.
Okay. Gooch. Chuck Gooch. He is a broker at EPIC Real Estate.
Epic Real Estate.
That's right. Epic. I remember when they first came out. I remember when TiVo first came out. TiVo.
I remember when TiVo came out.
I think, is that a recording thing?
You have to say it like that.
Rewind that.
Rewind.
Love it. Okay, you guys are too fun. Chuck, tell me a little bit. Well, it's a cliffhanger. And so we'll be right back here on These Guys Are Too Fun, the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with this fantastic show.
Are you familiar with Homes for Heroes? OKHeroes.com. If you're not, you're about to be. So if you're a firefighter, a law enforcement, a military, anybody in the healthcare space, or a teacher, you qualify and are ready to go. This program offers tremendous savings if you're in any of those fields.
No red tape, no hidden fees, no catch.
Program's been around for over 20 years, started when 9/11 started, to give back to the heroes of this community, and they continue to give back. If you want to reach us, you can call us at 405-414-5979, 405-414-5979. Check us out at okheroes.com. That's OKHeroes.com, 405-414-5979, OKHeroes.com.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance, like bathing and dressing, to companion care to fight isolation and loneliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services, sometimes just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources, along with caregiver talents and specialized training, to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Hello, this is Ben Martin with R&B Trees. We are a tree company based out of Oklahoma. We offer professional tree pruning, stump grinding. We are Oklahoma City's number one tree service. We offer free estimates. Any tree we can do. No tree is too tall. We can do them all. R&B Trees is fully insured with liability and workman's comp. R&B Trees, we specialize in insurance work. We work directly with your carrier, and most of the time you'll be out of pocket zero. We offer senior citizens discount, veterans discount. We take trees serious. It's all we do. So please give us a call at 405-609-9211. Our website, rmbtree.net. Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. We offer professional pruning, low impact removals, stump grinding. RMB Trees is veteran owned. Call 405-609-9211. rmbtree.net. Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. RMB Trees, servicing all of Oklahoma.
Come join us for the 23rd annual UConn Senior Games in April. The UConn Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. We offer such events as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who have just learned new sports by entering the event and trying. For more information, you can visit UConnOK.gov. That's UConn. yukon ok.gov or call 405-350-8937. That's 405-350-8937.
We'll see you at the games.
Before I came to the nerve renewal clinic, I had difficulties walking, my feet burning, no sleep at night, and couldn't play with my grandchildren.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And since I've been coming here, I can finally walk better, sleep better, and be able to do the activities with my grandchildren.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Hello there, this is Robin Gunn, your hostess on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And tell me, guys, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Woohoo! It's like you rehearsed it. But they didn't. We kind of had a cliffhanger, radio listeners out there, so I was telling you about Chuck.
Gooch.
Hallelujah. Chuck helped me with his own name. It's really good. He's a broker for Epic, E-P-I-C, Real Estate. Chuck, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I got out of the service in 1981.
Well, so thank you for your service.
Then kind of got into real estate in 1990. Fooled around with that for quite a while. Ran restaurants, so on and so forth. But then I decided in 2016 to open up Epic Real Estate. And from then we did quite a bit. I ended up with 48 plus agents and worked our way up to the top 40 in real estate companies.
How long did that take, or short?
About 3 years to get into the top 40.
Wait, Chuck, you're driven just like the Steve here.
We've had a good time.
Yeah. And so you guys play in the sandbox well.
We do.
That's great.
We found out we'd like to share our toys even a little bit.
That's wonderful. They're probably four-wheelers or something like that. Yeah. At least a boat.
Well, yeah, we've driven down some neighborhoods that are dirt roads, got the car, and we thought, nobody's going to see us again. We're out way too far.
We need to go now.
That's great. All right, so I am talking to these two fellas, and they're going to start talking about Homes for Heroes. You can go to okheroes.com. So the letter O and K, and then heroes with an S.com, and learn more about Homes for Heroes. But we will be talking the rest of these hours about this after I get Emily
Maketa.
That's right.
Sounds like a new Starbucks drink.
Emily Maketa. I'll take the Emily Maketa, please. I'm going to need 2 pumps of espresso. You are senior mortgage banker for Flat, FLAT Branch Mortgage.
Correct.
Correct? And that's here in Oklahoma.
It is.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How would someone get a hold of you there?
So you can actually go to my website. It's mortgageemily.com.
Will you spell out?
I sure will. It's mortgageemily.com.
Good deal.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you so much. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Emily.
Absolutely. So I've been in the mortgage industry about 9 years. I got in the mortgage industry helping a friend run her mortgage industry and doing social media, and realized they were working with Native Americans. And that was something that I didn't know anything about. And so I wanted to learn. And so I really just kind of indulged myself in their culture and learned all about it. And so I specialize in Native American housing, and I work with veterans and mobile homes and met these two wonderful gentlemen through the Homes for Heroes program, and so now you're stuck with us.
You're a three-part system.
We are.
That's great. Well, I love about the name. I didn't even know there was a program for Native Americans.
There is. It's called Section 184 or HUD 184. It was created around 1992, and it's literally the Office of Native American Programs reaching out to help Native Americans achieve the dream of homeownership.
My mom actually lives in a Habitat for Humanity home. They put in their sweat equity by just driving around the neighborhood with a magnet sign that said security. Here's these two seniors. Don't mess with us.
That's
make
awesome.
My day. It is such an important thing. I don't know if one of you want to jump in here and say what it means to someone to own a home.
The American dream, right? To own your own home. Yeah, I don't think it's any more complicated than that. It's just the dream of ownership.
It gives you stability, too.
Yeah, because and if you're in a rental, you know, and you go in and your bathroom's not updated, you don't really want to fix it.
Right.
So you just sit there and live with something. You have to walk in and look at it all the time. Right?
That's right.
And if you're a homeowner, you grab a hammer, you go to Lowe's, and you just tear the hell out of that wall over the weekend.
I love it.
Right?
The teardown is the fun
That's
part.
That's the best part. You don't even have to go to therapy if you use a sledgehammer.
That's right. Who needs depression pills?
That's right.
We buy a sledgehammer.
Then you got to fix it.
Yeah. That's right.
That's true. Okay. Well, let me get to the first question, because this isn't a captain obvious question that all of you want to know out there. Can you explain what Homes for Heroes program is and how it benefits heroes such as first responders, educators, healthcare professionals? Does it include anyone else besides that, Emily?
Yeah,
it does.
Well,
it military, first responders, firefighters, teachers, healthcare workers, and law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Okay, good deal. So talk to me. Who wants to talk to me about what Homes for Heroes, how the program works?
Sure, absolutely. So it was created shortly after 9/11. It was a group of real estate professionals who wanted to give back to thank those first responders on Ground Zero. And this was the way they did it, is reaching out to these local heroes in our community. Mm. And we each give a portion of our paychecks back to the heroes when they buy or sell a house. It's a layered program. So it's your builder, your lender, your realtor, your home inspector,
wow,
your title company, your insurance agent, your moving truck. All of us work together to say thank you. Buying a house is so expensive. So if we can do our little part to say thank you and give back, it makes that journey even more enjoyable.
How does this help them buy a home, Homes for Heroes?
So we're a group of individuals that all work together for the common good. We're not competing. We're collaborating. We're working together to find the right house, the right neighborhood, the right school district. And we're doing that with everyday people, but we really want to say thank you to the heroes in our community.
Is there any rules to it? Like, well, you know, you still have to come up with your down payment.
Depends on the loan program.
Loan program.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. There are first responder loans out there. There are teacher loans out there. There are healthcare loans out there. Each loan program is its own program.
So if they go through Homes for Heroes, then they're going to be able to access all this.
Correct.
What specific criteria do individuals need to meet in order to qualify for Homes for Heroes program? Who would like to take that?
I will.
I bet Chuck.
Chuck's in.
I'm over here crawling all over the mic.
Let's check in with Chuck.
Just have to be a firefighter, a police officer, veteran, a service member, anybody in the healthcare industry, or an educator.
Okay.
That's how you qualify.
I'm sure they have to show some sort of proof.
Yes.
Just like any standard thing.
School badge, pay stub.
Not a backstage pass. That wouldn't work.
Nah.
Are there any geographic limitations to participating in Homes for Heroes program?
None. No. And what's sad is that I only learned, Chuck and I only learned about this program maybe 7 months ago, which is the program has been here for over 20 years. The amount of money that actually can go back into these buyers' pockets is unbelievable. And I'm shocked that there's almost no one here in Oklahoma even participating in the program.
Wow.
And, you know, because the realtors, lenders, the home inspectors, they all can individually participate and all can make donations back to the program that end up in the buyer's hands. And it's not 30, 40 bucks. It's a lot. And we can talk about that, but it's a lot of money.
Well, just tell me.
Okay, I'm telling you. So think about this. So this is the only program I know of or have ever heard of that allows a realtor to offer up a 30% of their commission to go back on the buying side for a buyer. Now, of that 30%, $700 out of every $100,000 goes back to the buyer. So if it's a $300,000 house, $700 per $100,000, $2,100.
That's right.
I did it. I nailed that math.
You nailed it.
I was a C student, and I still got it.
I was going to ask if you went to public school or private.
I went to public school.
Yeah,
so,
me too. So my math is pretty good like yours.
That's not it. That's just from the realtor side. The lender can contribute. The home inspector can contribute. It could be several thousands of dollars.
Yes, that goes back into
that's
the
buyer's pocket. That's right. Pocket. I mean, if you're one of these heroes, this is like a must. Like, why wouldn't you take advantage of
you
this?
You would.
Right. I just think nobody knows about it.
Yeah, they don't. And thank you for being here today to let your voices be heard. Let your ears take all this in. And we are coming back after this break to the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You got it right twice here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. We're only halfway through. Yeah. Well, that's us. That's my cue. This is Robin Gunn. I am hosting, with all the mostings, the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine. I'm the editor for it. And then I'm also on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
This is all candid. They're telling us this every single time perfectly. So how does the Homes for Heroes program, listen guys, Homes for Heroes program assist heroes in purchasing, selling, and refinancing a home? And again, Emily, tell them the criteria.
The only criteria is you have to be a hero in our community. You have to work at a school, a hospital, for law enforcement, be a military professional, whether it's active service members or veterans, being a teacher, doesn't even have to be a teacher. You can be a cafeteria worker. You can be a school bus driver. Anyone who works in the education system is a hero in our community.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. So when you say that that's all they have to do, it's not tons of paperwork that they have to fill out.
It is not. You just go to the website, log in with your information, your name, and your phone number, and one of us will reach out, give you a call, and figure out where you're at in your home buying journey. Are you looking to buy, sell, refinance? Where is your starting point?
So that's www.okheroeswithans.com. So go there. I mean, seriously, even if you're a friend of somebody, I'm encouraging people to at least try.
Mm-hmm.
It's too good of a program you guys have put together. So is there any other real estate company involved in this, or should we just not say who they are?
We're not going to tell you if there is.
They're secret agents.
You know what? It's a national program. So there are realtors, lenders, builders all over the nation participating in
this. Got you.
So,
good deal.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Right. As long as you work with one of the affiliates in the organization, you're qualified to receive these benefits.
What about where the home goes? They would have to be in a neighborhood, or could they actually be out in the rural area? And
there, it is not territory specific. They can live anywhere in the state.
Steve's thinking for a second.
I know. It's just like wide open. There's nothing negative to this program, except for you got to find a real estate company and a lender that are participating in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happen to be.
That's you.
One of, and probably the best.
Epic, also real estate.
Epic,
so,
O-Brokers.
Kevo.
Yep, Kevo.
O-Brokers. Yes,
yep.
That's just O and then Brokers. Is there a website for the O-Brokers?
Contact me directly.
Okay, so you can call Steve Burris at 405-414-5979. That's 414-5979 with the 405 in the beginning. We will be giving these numbers and websites out towards the end of the show. So let me ask you this. Emily, do you feel like you've answered this question to the best of your ability? I know that's not what I meant.
Raise your right hand.
Yeah.
Can you get the hand right?
She did go with her left.
I did.
Do you feel like you have anything to add to our question about assisting heroes in purchasing?
There's so many perks to the program. It's not just their first house. They can use it multiple times. So you can use it on a second home, a lake home, an investment home. This program has endless opportunities that you can take advantage of.
This almost sounds like it's illegal, people.
That's why we liked it.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, my word. I know when we
looked at it, I thought, are you sure this is legal? Yeah, on this point. And then they go, Chuck goes, yeah, it's been around for like 20 years. So I thought, well, I've never heard of it.
I haven't either.
And it's like silly. It's like they're giving away money.
Yes, they pretty much are.
It really is, Robin. It truly is a give back program. It's people in our organization that really want to give back and say thank you to the heroes in our community.
And how can an individual get involved in this? Can they?
They can, absolutely. So we actually have a program outside of the real estate side. It's called Friends of Heroes or Strategic Business Partners. It can be a nail salon. It can be a hairdresser, an esthetician. It can be anyone who's giving discounts to the heroes in our community.
Right.
They can be a part of this. Because what do you want after you've been moving for 2 weeks? You need a massage. You need a spa day. I mean, come on.
I mean, after this radio show, it's been so difficult. I'm going. Well, that is great to know that individuals can get involved with this. And again, go to okheroeswithanest.com for all the information on that. You can also call Steve Burris at 405-414-5979. Let me ask you another question. What types of savings or discounts can heroes expect to receive through the Houses for Heroes program?
So I'll take the real estate side. Ours is pretty simple. We take 30% of our commission and is donated to Homes for Heroes. And then from that 30%, $700 per 100,000 goes back to the homeowner at closing.
How fun is it to give them that check?
The other 2% that's not going to the hero directly goes into our foundation, and that's given back through grants every month. We've given over $1.5 million in grants since 2009. All kinds of organizations, nursing organizations, fallen firefighters, tunnel to towers. We partner with a lot of national organizations to give grants back to heroes in our community.
So anyone working in the healthcare industry.
Lenders, obviously. What roughly, I guess lenders can determine how much they're going to contribute to the program?
Yeah, absolutely. Each lender gets to pick their different. I personally do $900 out of my paycheck back to the heroes. They can use it for their appraisal. They can buy down their interest rate with discount points. They can refund their earnest money or closing costs. It's my way of saying thank you. So they can use it how they want.
This just keeps getting better and better.
The inspectors, they typically, maybe it's $100.
Yeah, $100 to $150 off of their home inspection and termite inspection. Our local title companies are giving back $300 to $700 off their closing costs.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
And we get to go out and visit with friends, all of our different friends that are vendors and stuff, and involve them and allow them to give back as well. Heat and air techs, you name it, any kind of plumbers, anybody that wants to give back to the heroes.
Okay, so the contractor himself.
Anybody wants to join in.
Literally getting better and better. How are there any additional resources or service offered to heroes participating in Homes for Heroes program?
Yeah, that you can. You can tap into any of the trades.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
How can heroes get started?
But all they got to do is log in, apply at okheroes.com. Fill out the application and get started.
And the application is not something.
Not application. It's just really just signing on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just sign on. Name, email, and phone number, and one of the three of us will reach out and give them a call.
I wouldn't call it an application. It's not an application.
No.
Don't think it's an application.
It's not.
Chuck gave it
application. Applications scare people.
Yeah,
it's just a sign in. Are there testimonials or success stories, which there's got to be, from heroes who have benefited from Homes for Heroes program?
There are some on the website. For anyone who has access to Facebook, they actually have a Facebook page, and it's called The Gold. So every hero that's used the program is given the opportunity to share their success story, and it's called The Gold, and they kick those out every Monday so people can see police or first responders who've bought their house and used the program and their personal experiences.
I was just going to say, because it would change lives.
It does.
In a positive way.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
What about the other program? They kind of pick a group.
Are you talking about the donation that Homes for Heroes provides to the...
Right. You get to throw them in a...
Yeah. You put them in. You fill out an application for the donation to come out monthly, and they look through it, and they pick the nonprofit, and they donate I think we're at a little over 1.5 million.
The foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's pretty awesome.
Well, there's a nomination process.
There is.
I believe so, yeah,
homesforheroes.com, there is a foundation link where they can fill out a grant request, and those get kicked out each month. They give large grants every month.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Steve. We're breaking away again with laughter, but this Homes for Heroes is a real thing. You've been listening to us right now on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for...
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Are you familiar with Homes for Heroes? OKHeroes.com. If you're not, you're about to be. So if you're a firefighter, a law enforcement, a military, anybody in the healthcare space, or a teacher, you qualify and are ready to go. This program offers tremendous savings if you're in any of those fields.
No red tape, no hidden fees, no catch.
Program's been around for over 20 years, started when 9/11 started, to give back to the heroes of this community, and they continue to give back. If you want to reach us, you can call us at 405-414-5979, 405-414-5979. Check us out at okheroes.com. That's okheroes.com, 405-414-5979, okheroes.com.
My name is Paul, and before I came to Nerve Renewal, I couldn't do anything. I could barely walk. I could not sleep, and I could not dance anymore. And my wife and I love to dance, so it was important that I got it fixed. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I'm able to walk without pain, dance again, and I sleep through the night because I have no more pain. If you have neuropathy and you are in pain, no need for medications, you need to call Nerve Renewal today and schedule your first appointment. Your quality of life will change.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Villages OKC is a plan for aging that connects a community. Our word for today is gift. G-I-F-T. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Having birthdays and growing older is a celebration, and life is the most wonderful gift. To make aging even more successful, Villages OKC offers a gift workshop for you and your parent, or you and your sister, or you and your spouse, or just do it for yourself. In the workshop, in a small group setting, we talk through difficult questions. We learn about options. We write solutions for the what-ifs in the future. All of my own decisions are written in one easily updated notebook. The word for today is gift. You can find out more by calling 405-990-6637 or online at villagesokc.org. Villages OKC, where you can find a most valuable gift.
That's me coming back in here, Robin Gunn, on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hours, which my guest can tell you what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
And that is correct. Say that three times twice. Okay. We are talking about Homes for Heroes, which this program, it's too good. And it's not too good to believe because there's so many behind it. And it's been around 20 years, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
This is something that is real, genuine. And you know, I wouldn't bring anything to you without experts. And all three of these people are experts on the panel here this morning. So Chuck, you had something to add to this about Homes for Heroes program. How's it funded? And are there any costs?
There is absolutely no red tape, no hidden fees, and no catch.
Because people need to understand that. Because there's always red tape to stuff, but there's not here. And that's because it's a true blue thanking our community for how they have served us.
Amen.
Here's another question. What sets Homes for Heroes apart from any other home buying or selling program available to heroes in the community?
I mean, I think it's the only program where you're working with people in the community who are giving up portions of their paycheck to you.
Yes.
It's not you're applying for a drawing. You're not applying for a chance to win something. It's guaranteed 100% cash back rewards in your pocket. And we are the people in front of you showing your house, listing your house, helping you finance your house. And we just want to say thank you. And it's the right way, the legal way, the safe way. It's the way we want to do it.
That's right. Because giving back, when you give back, what happens? It serves the community. You're recognizing them, first of all. And then you're putting boots to the ground on it. So y'all are all saying yes with your heads, but they can't see that on radio.
Oh, and when you ask, like, what is different, like it's completely different because in Oklahoma, it's actually if a realtor tries to give back a portion of their commission in any other format, it's called rebating. It's illegal to do. So this is the only program I have ever heard about that legally allows a realtor to give part of their check, part of their income back to the buyer. It's the only thing that I've ever heard of that exists like this. So
I need to put one thing in there. Steve used to be one of the commissioners for the Oklahoma State Commission, for our real estate commission.
Okay.
So when I mentioned that to Steve, his eyes were like, nah.
Yeah, that was the first thing. Rebating's illegal in Oklahoma. I prosecuted people for doing it. And now I'm going like, this program's awesome. It's a nonprofit and it legally is done. It's been here for, again, 20 years, and it's a, you know, and you have to be willing as an agent. It really is 30% of our money that we're giving back. It's pretty transparent.
Yeah,
you got to want to do it to be in this program. You have to want to.
This keeps this train going when you all give back in.
Correct? Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
Does anybody here on the panel have maybe a testimonial that you have seen yourself, what has done the difference for a family?
Okay. I've been doing the program for 5 years. And so some of my favorite are watching military family members move from one state to another. And when you come to Oklahoma and you have someone holding your hand and showing you the community and walking you around, not just giving you cash back rewards and thanking you for your service, but making you feel like a part of their family. That's what this program does, is it allows you to connect across the United States, work with people like-minded, giving back, that want to help. There's so many success stories of physical cash back, down payment, closing costs, things like that. But just watching the communities connect one another, when you've got a veteran who's coming to Oklahoma from Ohio and has no idea where to start, how do you get your kids enrolled in school? You know, where's a good place to eat or have coffee?
Exactly. That is super important to me when I go somewhere.
It is.
And I always want to talk to the locals and go, hey, tell me where y'all go. Not touristy, but this program immediately would put me at ease because I know that who I'm talking to is giving back to this program. It's not only grant, but there is a grant involved, but that's not all.
Correct.
So all of these people are giving like tithe.
Yeah.
You know, you're tithing into this.
You're right.
So.
Well, and it's not just the home buying journey. These teachers invite us into their classroom so we can help support them. These police officers and firefighters, as they're graduating from the academy, as they're growing in their professions, we grow with them.
That's too great.
I mean, how many times have you been out eating and you'll see a police officer or firefighter or somebody come in, they're in their uniform or whatever, and you just want to buy them lunch.
Right
just
on.
Pass it on. Thank
That's
them for
right
their
on.
Service.
That's the pay it forward kind of thing, and that is exactly what y'all are doing, 100% paying it forward.
I know that one of the things that really encourages, not only is it 30% in our case of what we're donating back, but it's also going into police departments, the schoolhouses, you know, supporting their golf tournaments or whatever. So there's actually, this just keeps going.
Pizza parties for the elementary schools or any school, you know, just in the classrooms or wherever to help a teacher out.
You're helping the individual and the place they work.
Yes. Absolutely.
This is something that I personally am going to pass on. I would imagine the second someone hears about it, they let people know and give you a call and go, this can't possibly be true.
I just don't think it's out enough either.
That's true.
It's just no one, if I haven't heard about it,
right,
I'm
exactly.
in the industry, it's like, come on.
That's so true.
Nobody knows.
This is Homes for Heroes, and we are going to take another break. This is our final break, so have your pens and paper ready, and we're going to give you out information on how you can learn more about Homes for Heroes here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You get it right every time. Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with the last part of our show. That's me, Robin Gunn, coming back in here. We are wrapping up this fantastic show on Homes for Heroes. That's okheroes.com. And I encourage all of you to go there. I am going to throw the mic here to Steve Burris, who is the founder of Kifo Properties. And then Chuck, right next to him, is the founder of Epic Real Estate. And Miss Emily, what's your title?
I am a lender with Flat Branch Mortgage.
FLAT.
Oh, no, she's our hero. She's a top dog.
Yeah.
That's right. And all of these people give back to the program called Homes for Heroes. What would you like to wrap up the show with, Mr. Steve Burris?
We would love to help buyers get into houses and participate in the program. But I also want to reach out and say, I'm a native Oklahoman, grew up right in the middle of Oklahoma City. My office is at 4312 North Classen Boulevard.
That's down the street from me.
Right down the street, 11 minutes to be exact. We're right there on Classen. And if you're one of these heroes, I want to participate what you're doing, you know, with golf tournaments, potlucks, whatever kind of events you're holding. I would love to be involved in those. So don't hesitate to reach out to me, which is at 405-414-5979.
You have to say that again and slower down, Steve.
Slower down. 405-414-5979.
That's
my cell phone number. I want you to call me directly and let me help.
Great.
Well, you can reach me, Chuck Gooch, at chuck@okepic.com, or you can reach me at 405-850-3829. But we have agents all over the state that can help. So it doesn't matter where you live or where you want to live, we can get there and help you.
Listen, Chuck, would you give out your website and your phone number one more time?
chuck@okepic.com, 405-850-3829.
Emily, how would somebody get a hold of you? And you're at a mortgage company.
These gentlemen help you list your house, sell your house, tell you how much it's worth, find you the perfect dream home. I'm the money lady. I help you finance it.
Yeah, she's
love
the one
that, money lady.
She's the one who helps the dream come true.
And I'm here local as well. I'm an Oklahoma native. I've lived here my whole life. I can sit down with you. I can go over your numbers in person. I'm not in a cubicle. I'm not in another state. And you can reach me. I have a local number as well. My cell phone is 580-310-4036. MortgageEmily.com.
MortgageEmily, EMILY.com.
Yes, ma'am.
One more time on your phone number.
580-310-4036.
And this is for Emily. She's the money lady.
I'm the money lady.
I would like to thank each and every one of you for being on today and sharing Homes for Heroes. That's okheroes.com. So OK in the front, heroes.com. Okay, guys.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you for
this was so
us.
Awesome.
I've enjoyed the show greatly and learned a lot. This is Robin Gunn. We will see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. I'll give you guys one more time to tell me what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. On Freedom 96.9 FM. We will see you next week.
That was fun.